American celebrity. American journalist H.L. Mencken once said, "A celebrity is one who is known to many persons. He is glad he doesn't know." To say that Americans are mesmerized by the aura of celebrity is an understatement. There is an American celebrity industry, or should I say industries, which fuels the sales of magazines, newspapers, books, and audio presentations. It is the age-old American fascination with wealth and fame. Sometimes, it's little more than a harmless diversion, a way for people to fantasize about lives that they wish they could live. At other times, however, it is the selling of a new American class, which uses its social status and placement to support the status quo. Sometimes, celebrity is but another commodity, which is used not just to make money, but to move people's minds away from matters that are not flattering to the empire. Recently, prisoners here had the opportunity to view the recent films Ray and Hotel Rwanda. One was an unvarnished blockbuster, which garnered both critical acclaim and box office success, showing the rare convergence of elite and popular tastes. That, of course, was a moving biopic on the brilliant musician, the late Ray Charles, played by the multi-talented comedian, actor, and musician Jamie Foxx. Foxx made his bones in wild, crazy comedy as a starring player of the hit TV show In Living Color. In his heart-rending performance as Ray Charles, Foxx deftly made the challenging transition from comic to dramatic actor, using his genius for mimicry as well as his talent for music. The other was also heart-rending in its portrayal of the horrific genocide in Rwanda, as shown through the lives of one Rwandan family. Actor Don Cheadle's portrayal of a Rwandan hotelier, Paul Rusesabagina, and his attempts to save both Tutsis and Hutus from the genocidal ethnic wars of the 1990s is quite simply a masterpiece. That Foxx received the Oscar and Cheadle did not is less a tribute to either of these actors' talents and more a reflection of America's fascination with celebrity. This is not a slap at Foxx's masterful portrayal of a black American musical icon, although, if I were truly a critic, I would have named Regina King as best supporting actress in the flick. But Ray Charles, while undoubtedly a genius in the arts, cannot, even with his wonderful gifts of rhythm and blues, cannot outweigh the genocide of 1 million men, women, and children in a matter of weeks in Africa. The story of the Rwandan genocide wasn't sexy. It wasn't hot, as one U.S. celebrity is wont to say. But it was keeping it real about the worth and worthlessness of white and African life today. Had that lesson penetrated into American celebrity culture, perhaps a social force could be mobilized to bring an end to genocide happening today, right now, in the Darfur, Sudan. Or perhaps we'll just wait for the movie. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.